Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting second. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roy Smith. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Sheffield. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Edgar Diaz. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. And now, play ball. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. Gladden moves to second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin strikes out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheffield takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Sheffield. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Sheffield steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Parker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheffield scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Parker moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosio fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bush hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 1, Brewers, 1. Bryan Harper batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Diaz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Gladden reaches second base with a double. Gagne moves to third. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sheffield fields it and throws to home to get Gagne. Gladden moves to third. Larkin moves to second. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There's a wild pitch. Gladden scores. Larkin moves to third. Puckett moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin tags and scores. Puckett tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Puckett scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Harper juggles the ball. That's an error on Harper. Gary Sheffield batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Molitor. The throw from Harper and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sheffield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheffield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviump pinch runs for Gary Sheffield. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Parker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sviump moves to second. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sviam scores. Parker moves to third. It's 4-2, Twins. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dale Sviam now playing third base. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3-ball and 2-strikes. Gladden is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden strikes out. Surhoff drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gladden out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. BJ Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-ball and 1-strike. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2-ball and 2-strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2-ball and 2-strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-ball and 1-strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 1-strike. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 1-ball and 2-strikes. Sviam strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-ball and 1-strike. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball to right field. That will be extra bases. Bush chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Manrique. Manrique fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Manrique. Yount moves to third. Dave Parker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-ball and 1-strike. Parker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Parker hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yount tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviem juggles the ball. That's an error on Sviem. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 0-for-2 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor catches it and throws to first to double up Gaetti. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bush is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Candelaria now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-2 in the game. Vaughn bunts towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Edgar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive towards third. Sviem reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chuck Krim now pitching. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Surhoff and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviem hits a pop-up towards the mound. Candelaria settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-3 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Harbeck moves to second. John Moses pinch runs for Kent Harbeck. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Manrique is 0-for-3 in the game. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Dan Plesac now pitching. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Randy Bush. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a line drive beyond second. Molitor can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Moses scores. Gaetti moves to third. Manrique moves to second. It's Twins, 5, Brewers, 5. Shane Mack pinch runs for Carmelo Castillo. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gladden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Shane Mack now playing right field. Gary Wayne now pitching. Al Newman now playing second base. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wayne fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Foss is now pitching. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larkin takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 0-for-4 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Larkin moves to third. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moses hits a line drive towards short. Diaz catches it and steps on second to double up Puckett. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Mike Felder pinch hits for Edgar Diaz. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Felder hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 4 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviam for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Milwaukee Brewers, 5. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.